John Calipari, the head basketball coach at the University of Kentucky, might have pissed off some people. They want a new practice facility at the University of Kentucky, and he talks about how the state deserves this and all this kind of stuff. But the quote that has resonated some anger, so to speak, in Kentucky is this. And the reason he wants this facility is, quote, "The reason is this is a basketball school. It's always been that. Alabama is a football school. So is Georgia. I mean, they are. No disrespect to our football team. I hope they win 10 games and go to bowls. At the end of the day, that makes my job easier and makes the job of all of us easier. But this is a basketball school, and so we need to keep moving in that direction and keep doing what we're doing." Now, personally, I think John Calipari is correct.
So do I.
Kentucky is a basketball school. Well, football coach Mark Stoops wasn't too pleased. He tweeted out, "Basketball school? I thought we competed in the SEC. One of the assistant coaches, Vince Morrow, said, and I quote, "I love what Coach Stoops is doing. We play football here." All right. So, look, it's true. There are schools that are just known for one thing. Your other programs can be successful. For instance, you know, Notre Dame is a football school. The University of Southern California is a football school. UCLA, more of a basketball school.
Duke, Michigan. Basketball school, right.
Yes. Michigan is a football school. Even when they're having problems, like they had under the Rich Rod and Brady Hoke, and some, you can argue, some of Harbaugh's early years. Yes, Michigan is a football school, despite the fact the basketball team in certain stretches of time might have had more success. It did have more success than the football team, but it's a football school. The question I have is about Michigan State. And I had this argument, or I shouldn't even say argument, discussion with a friend of mine years ago when Michigan State's football program was down. It was early D'Antonio before they got good. And when the basketball team and Michigan State was doing great things. And I or somebody said, "Well, Michigan State's a basketball school." And he insisted, "No, it's a football school. And you'll see if we ever got good in football, it would be considered a football school." So I am going to ask Michigan State fan, and the answer is not both. You have to pick one or the other, okay? Is Michigan State a football school or a basketball school? And I still think that's a basketball school. But they have, their football history is really, really freaking good too. And it goes back to, you know, the 60s and even before that, you know, the first school to have integration up north, that type of thing. You know, they were national championship winner in the mid 60s. It wasn't until, you know, Magic where they really started to be known as a basketball school, so to speak. Look, they had, you know, even before him, they had some good teams with Johnny Green and people like that. But you don't understand what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Is Michigan State, to you, Spartan fans, Spartan alums, you have to pick one. You a basketball school or a football school? And we should mention, congratulations to Tom Izzo. He'll be a Spartan coach for life, signing that contract yesterday.
Lifetime. And what did I hear in the update? Second highest salary in, was it the Big Ten or all of college basketball?
All of college basketball. Yeah.
And you know what? I think that's part of why I would agree with you, Stoney. I know Mel Tucker's handsomely compensated as well. But
yeah,
I think of Michigan
more,
State.
Right?
Yeah, I think of Michigan State as a basketball school, and I suppose there's some room for different generations to feel differently. But
yeah,
I'm not a Spartan fan, so you can disqualify me. But I view them as a basketball school because going back to Magic, all the way through the Flintstones, and this tournament streak that they continue to ride, the Final Four runs that they consistently go on. Not every year, but not very not very scarce is a Final Four run at Michigan State. They're more successful, and therefore I associate them more with basketball.
And look, the amount of people is obviously different between football and basketball. So you can say, well, it's easier to sell out the Breslin than it is Spartan Stadium. Yes, but it's a lot more difficult to get a ticket to a Michigan State basketball game than it is a Michigan State football game. And that's because some of it has to do with the history.
You know what? I think you guys are right. If we have to, I'm not crazy about these labels, to be honest with you.
I
but if you were going to play the game,
yes,
it's all fine and dandy. and you can call them a basketball school, but if I'm a Michigan State fan, I'm picking up the phone and calling in right now and saying, well, guess what? Your football school, we've just taken 10 out of 14 against or whatever it is. Well, but, so, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
I
we'll let our basketball school take 10 out of 14 against the alleged football school. No, that's what I would be saying.
Right, but it's not Michigan versus Michigan State. It's
but that's how it always ends up.
I'm trying not to do that. It's what you are. What do you consider yourself? Forgetting about, you know, the school down the road or whatever Mel Tucker calls it. That to me is irrelevant. It's what you as a Spartan alum, student, fan, what do you think of yourself as, if you have to pick one? Now, it's okay to say, you know what, we're really good in both, I support, but, you know, that happens in a lot of other schools as well. You know, but to me...
Yeah, if you're a football school, no one's saying that you have to take the basketball program and dismantle it or vice versa. It's just, what are you as a school? And for most of these, it's pretty easy. Kansas,
yes.
Are you a football or a basketball school? Say it with me, the chorus, basketball.
Right.
Most people can identify.
Syracuse.
Yes, basketball school. Right. But it is funny because it almost gets treated like a dirty phrase. Like, I don't know if, like, Kentucky took it the wrong way. Will Michigan State fans take it the wrong way if people say, hey, I identify you as a basketball school? It doesn't mean your football program hasn't had success, made the playoff, won the Big Ten title.
How about this one? How about Florida, who won back-to-back national championships in basketball? They've obviously had successful, you know, when Urban was there as well.
I think it's a football school.
That's a football school.
All right. Is Michigan State a blue blood in basketball?
Borderline.
Well, that's a different discussion, but it's...
Well, I'm kind of...
No, but I see where he's going, because they're not in football, and they're borderline in basketball.
Yes.
I mean, some people just say outright they are in basketball.
Yeah, I mean, if you say they're not a blue blood, then basically you're saying it's Kansas, Kentucky, Duke, and North Carolina, and that's it.
Right.
You know, so...
UCLA, too, even though...
Yeah. I
know.
Then State's a blue blood.
Right.
You got to. I know UCLA has the history, but you got to count the last, 20 years.
Right,
too.
Exactly. I
think the big thing out of the Izzo thing yesterday is, number one, I'm curious, are there some Spartan fans that are not that happy with this? Because there was some chatter.
I know.
And the lead dog, Mike Valeni, has been a little bit discouraged by the last few years of Izzo. I think the extension is. He's showing a rededication that he's going for number two here still.
You know what I think a big part of this is?
This year is not going to be very good. I mean, they'll maybe make the tournament, whatever. But if we believe what we hear and ratings and all that, that recruiting class for 2023 is really, really good. And I think that has helped energize him as well.
That's what I was going to bring up, is on the heels of signing – different sites have the guy ranked different places, but Booker was one, two, three, top five consensus player in America.
Yes.
When you ring him in, and he's not the only one in the class, people feel a little differently. First of all, that guy could end up still decommitting and committing somewhere else.
Of course.
But shy of that, I do see and have seen some D'Antonio in Izzo, like the end of the line where your program doesn't have the same hallmarks that it once had at its peak. So when D'Antonio was winning the Big Ten, they played defense, they had a great line, and they ran the ball. That stuff all eroded away at the end of D'Antonio. For Tom Izzo, defense and rebounding, they didn't do either of those things well the last year and a half, 2 years. Great point guard play. It's been a couple years. You start to see the hallmarks of your program erode, and you start saying... See, the last guy to know, but the recruiting class, I think, has changed this a little bit. Maybe people now are willing to let him ride this out.
Yeah, and because he also seemed to a lot of people that, you know, he doesn't like the way the sport is going. I mean, the last time he was on our show, he, you know, talked about, obviously, the portal and that stuff. He doesn't like the state of college basketball. But what he and his staff has been able to do for 2023 is pretty damn impressive. But I'm just willing to, I want to hear from Spartan fans. Do you consider yourself a football school or basketball school? There's no right or wrong answer, I don't think.
No, and I think people get up in their feelings if people answer the wrong way.
Yes.
It's just, what do you think? Larry in West Bloomfield, you're on 97.1.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good. How you doing, Larry?
All right, Stoney. You knew I'd call because we texted. Anyway, yes, I am a Michigan State fan. I graduated from Michigan State, my wife and kids as well. And there's no doubt, we are absolutely a basketball school. And that's not to say that both programs can't be successful. In fact,
correct.
You look around the country, how many schools have two solid programs? There's, you know, you could probably count them on two hands, and that's it. But yes, we are absolutely a basketball school, no question about it.
All right, good. I'm glad to hear that, because a lot of people just get caught up in the moment, and the moment is this football program is building something special, coming off a great year, and Michigan State has not been great in basketball the last couple of years. But and yeah, you can be great in both, and or have really two solid programs, and Michigan does as well right now.
Well, it's this right? idea that it's an insult to your football program if you're a basketball school.
Right, and the reason we're bringing this up is
but it doesn't mean it is.
Yeah, the reason we're bringing this up is, if you're just tuning in, John Calipari, wanting a new gym, basically said, you know, it's great that the football team can win 10 games. I hope they do go to bowl games. But this is a basketball school. Alabama's a football school. Georgia's a football school. We're a basketball school. And some of the Kentucky coaches got a little bit upset about it.